Can this be heard? Excuse me, friends and neighbors. It is 7 after 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening, the 20th of July, and I observe a quorum. Thus, the business meeting for July of the Advisory Neighborhood Commission for Mount Pleasant, 1D, is called to order. Specifically, I see Jack McKay, Oliver Tunda, Phil Aponto, and Dave Bosserman, and myself, Greg Edwards. We customarily start with a public discussion. Let me say that a number of people have asked me to try to keep the meeting short tonight, and we will. That's not to hinder public discussion, but perhaps we can expect, depends upon how things go, a meeting that is short to befit this very hot day. Jasmine, do you want to start? Sí. Tú.
Okay, está bien. Hi, my name is Jasmine Romero. I'm president of 3145 Mount Pleasant Street Tenant Association. I'm here, but I'm an employer for Hades Restaurant. Okay. How many minutes do you have? Has a problem with the time with you all the time? Sorry. Okay. We want to try to clarify the problem with the Hades, you know, for the famous tree, you know. Everything is okay now, but I don't like, you know, the some people working for the government try to put the pressure for us. The name everybody knows is Gabriela Vega, but everything is fine, but I don't like it. The miscommunication, or a lot of people told you something bad about Hades. It's not true. She has a letter and they say she can remove the tree or something, but anyways, Mario is here, she can explain more something about that. With me is the...
Excuse me. Our rules of order states that no one can speak personally against anyone else unless there is evidence at hand.
Okay.
So I ask everyone, for the sake of civility, to not denigrate or defame anyone unless you wish to present specific evidence which must be substantial. Please proceed. I'm sorry for the interruption.
I'm sorry, only as I say the truth, that's it. Thank you.
Can I introduce myself?
Oh, please do. And our usual
good evening.
Way is you give your two names and then you can speak in Spanish or English.
Thank you very much. It is my pleasure to be here. I'm the new president for Fiesta de Si of the new board.
Give your name,
and
please.
Yes, Yvonne Rivera. I'm the new president for the board of directors for Fiesta de Si. We are under new management, a new organization, and we look forward to sharing with you all of your thoughts and ideas about our upcoming festival. And I would like to schedule a meeting to be able to hear from you all what you have to say, your input and your thoughts. So I look forward to that meeting, and buenas noches. Mucho gusto. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Hello, I'm Cheryl Berger, and I'm a member of the Mount Pleasant Solar Co-op. I'd like to give you an update on where we are. As probably all of you know, there are about 100 homes that are in Mount Pleasant that are running and up and operating on solar right now. And the question is, why do you want to go solar? Well, it'll help reduce your utility bills. And we're now going into the next phase of our organization, and that is to promote and to encourage small business owners on Mount Pleasant Street to consider going solar. We will have more information on that probably by the next meeting. And if you want information about it, certainly you can. We can talk about it after this meeting.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Edgerton, and I'm the owner of 1724 Park Road Northwest. It's still in condemnation, but I was in touch with Phil, and we're getting it out of condemnation within the next 2 months. I'm excited to keep developing the property and get it moving along. Just wanted to say hello.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Julio C. Gerarte. I come here to support Haiti and Mario. When you get into this course, if I think talk, I talk. If I be silence, I be silence. Thank you so much.
Good evening. My name is Mario. I think I know I'm here already. I'm not here to create any more confusion of trees or anything like that. I just want to let you know that it was a big confusion from the DOT, and now that we're working with them to correct the confusion that they created, advising us things that they were not correct. But we're working with them now, and we're looking forward to fix the mistake. And if you have any question, I'm here to answer. Thank you.
Anyone else? Well, 6 minutes after we start the public discussion, we are ready to proceed with the Jack, would you like to start off with your report as Secretary and Treasurer?
Okay, the Secretary's report. I simply need approbation for the minutes of the June 15th and July 6th meetings. Are there any corrections to either?
Seeing none, I declare them accepted.
Then that's it for the Secretary's report. On the Treasurer's report, we received notification from the auditor accepting our financial reports for the fourth quarter of FY09 and the first quarter of FY10 with no deductions, that is to say, no mistakes, no, everything was in order, which is the way it should be. As a result, he approved the disbursement of two quarters of our financial allotment, which came in on the 15th of July, $8,087.70.
Repeat that number, please.
$8,087.70. That's half a year's stipend. I would appreciate approval for a couple of routine checks. Tony Grillo, $100 for postering, and the Community Christ, $150 for room rental. I assume there is no question about either of those.
Seeing no objection.
And I anticipated a bill from Juan Carlos Ruiz concerning the purchase of tables and chairs, but it hasn't happened, so that'll have to wait until next month. The other item of business, the quarterly report for the third quarter of FY10, that is to say, ending June, at the end of June, is due. So I need to have that approved at this meeting. I have sent out a cover of that.
Are there any?
Is there any need for me to go through this? I mean, it balances.
I don't think so. Unless there's a. Are there any questions or objections?
Let me just show very quickly. The way I do this now is to list the checks and specifically what the purpose of the expenditure was, the expense category into which it falls, the minutes of the meeting at which the expenditure was approved, and the invoice or the receipt for that expenditure. This helps me know that I've got everything, all the paperwork required, and that's how I manage to produce quarterly reports, which the auditor accepts without any question. Can I have a vote of approval for the quarterly report?
Seeing no objection, I declare it.
Well, let's not declare it. Let's have a,
if you wish,
show of hands, please.
I'll please raise your hand. It's 5-0, unanimous. And thank you, Jack, for your continuing hard and diligent and successful work.
Thank you. That concludes the Court of Treasurer's report.
Let me give the brief chair's report. People have seen that I've gotten calls or notices from a number of people in the D.C. government saying that they are very happy that we passed a resolution last time asking for a sign on the metro. That even Harriet Tregoning called to make sure that this was rapidly implemented. Jim Graham was involved, and of course there was several years of discussion beforehand, so it was ripe. The issue of further signs, Tariq Bolden told me, will require fundraising because Metro is finding itself in financial difficulty and does not have money, much money for that. I think that he is looking for wayfaring signs that will be much more expensive, and so perhaps resolution. We can think about a resolution, perhaps for next month, that will say that we don't need anything fancy. We just need a basic sign to tell people to go west on Irving Street. The Deauville is supposed to be signed on the 28th, and recognize the hard work of its president, and the ANC has been involved in this for several years as well, with I think hundreds of hours, and as well as a resolution to proceed on this. One further thing, and I think that I had a long discussion with quite a few of the DC agencies and with four heads of the local civic associations. Long talk with Tariq Bolden, and it looks like we may be able to get more consensus in how we operate because the idea that we can't get anything done. Tariq said that we're not going to get much done if they just come in and do it for us, that we need to cooperate, and that's the only way you can do. And so I think they're going to try to show some flexibility about a number of issues. As will be reported, I was astonished to find that there are perhaps even a dozen master plans that impact Mount Pleasant. And one example is that it's illegal to plant any kind of tree other than the exact species that's listed in the tree master plan. It is a characteristic that no one I have spoken to knew the existence of all these plans, so they were not brought to the notice, in according to ANC law, of the ANC, and apparently to nobody else. So I asked Gottlieb Simon about it, and he said we have 3 years to come back and to establish our rights on these things, and that will include most of them, and perhaps we can do so. And I've supplied a resolution to include. Let's get a copy of those, make them available, and then start to have a discussion. One last thing, and that is that I think two or three of the commissioners would like to make this a short meeting, so let's take up those things that are immediately necessary and then have a call for an early adjournment. I propose for the two things, based upon some discussions, that Jack has a resolution on parking tickets.
Let's have a quick discussion of the next meetings. That's
included in the next resolution. Okay, but we can, if you wish, discuss it.
Yeah, I mean, the 2 points. We have our informal meeting scheduled for August 3rd and the business meeting for August 17th.
Yes.
One possibility here is that we skip the business meeting just because it's August. I think that would be a possibility. And then what you're suggesting is a topic for the August 3rd informal meeting. Is that correct?
Yes. And I also found, I think it is notable that several of the Civic Association presidents said that they like the direction the ANC is now going of cooperation, and that they like the idea that we can spend these next few meetings trying to get a framework for consultation on the issues that we ought to do something about, all these plans that will constrain us. So coming up is a proposal for each of these meetings until the, I believe it's the 21st of September, which is the meeting right before the DC Council will take up legislation that Tariq Bolton says that the Office of Planning will be submitting and hearings on to put into law a plan for the next 10 years of Mount Pleasant. Phil.
I support Jack's suggestion that we not have a formal business meeting in this second half of August. We have an informal business meeting in the beginning of August, and then we proceed with September as currently scheduled. Ask for a second.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to omit the meeting. Yeah. Jack.
But let me state that this has to be conditional on nothing arising which suddenly makes the second August meeting necessary. This is sort of a conditional decision to omit the business meeting in August.
You would have to act at the first August meeting to authorize the postering for the second August meeting. I think this resolution is saying that postering would be suspended because we aren't planning on having it.
Let me go around the room to make sure other people can speak. Dave?
What is the date of the first September meeting?
7th, I believe. While he's doing that, I'd like to observe. Yes.
Okay, so then there's no problem with the holidays. We can go ahead with the 7th.
Yes. I'd like to observe that there has been no discussion of the resolution I'd like to submit, given reasons why we should meet on the for the second meeting in August. And so as we discuss that, we may reverse this if people decide that there are sufficient reasons.
Let me respond to Dave, because I think he just raised a very good point. September 6th is Labor Day. So we're talking about having our business meeting the day after the holiday. That could be a problem.
Would you then take a friendly amendment that the meeting we skip is the informal meeting in September? Phil?
But didn't we have our July informal meeting on the 6th, right after the 4th of July observed?
We did.
But let me point out, we're talking about the informal meeting, and the informal meeting is clearly of lesser weight than the business meeting. I would be inclined to omit the informal meeting in September as well as the business meeting in August.
Well, I go back to to ask if I can get a discussion of my point that I'd like to have consideration of this other plan, that we have a, that we encourage a neighborhood discussion.
Well, I thought we were having discussion on the motion.
Okay, but then I just point out the reasons for not doing it is that we have a chance here to make some real steps in a process on something of great importance to the neighborhood, which is the legislation setting into law a framework or a law, or plan for the development of Mount Pleasant.
Could we have a meeting on the subject without having all the commissioners for a quorum?
Well, I was hoping that we might allocate some money or that we would decide some directions to go. I want to, one of the reasons that I'd like to keep some of these meetings short is so that that matters are arising. Mount Pleasant is in rapid change. There are a lot of big issues going on, and I'd like to suggest we have short meetings rather than fewer meetings. Oliver, you're...
Yeah, I think we should really have short meetings during our formal discussions, at least limited to 1 hour or 1 hour and 30 minutes. I think that would be great. Regarding the formal meeting in August, I think if we can skip that and then have an informal meeting in September, that would be great. Yeah.
So you're suggesting of the two meetings that have been suggested to drop, that we only drop one of those?
That's right.
Which is the informal meeting?
That's the formal meeting.
Oh, the formal meeting
in August.
I see Jack nodding. Yeah. Is that a friendly amendment you will accept?
So it's Phil's resolution.
Ah, sorry, Phil.
Thank you. I will accept as a friendly amendment the canceling of the August meeting, right? Is that what we're doing? Yeah.
Business meeting.
The August business meeting will be canceled.
Unless, of course, issues arise.
Well, that would take a second. I'm not saying unless, of course. I'm saying it's canceled. If you guys want to overturn that with a subsequent resolution, on August 3rd, right? That would be up to the commission at that time.
Or actually, according to our bylaws, the chair can call a meeting if necessary. And in the past, I've only called meetings when half the commission so wants. Okay, so are we ready to vote on Phil's resolution? Jack?
Yeah, I'm becoming increasingly uncomfortable with this. Even though I'm the one who suggested that we skip the August business meeting, I'm thinking we're talking about waiting all the way until the third week of September for a business meeting. After this, we're going 2 months until the next business meeting. I think it's all too likely that something's going to come up.
Oliver.
Yeah, I think we can address, in case something comes up, we can address the issue or the issues that come up in our informal meeting in September.
Or August. I mean, it's we haven't really, we've only decreased the population by one.
Jack.
I feel certain that for the September informal meeting, I will be somewhere in Canada. But that's okay. You can go ahead and have an informal meeting without me. I won't mind a bit.
So you will skip an entire month of meetings?
Well, I will be skipping.
Yes.
The August business meeting and the September informal meeting, yes. That's what I'm anticipating now.
Okay.
But again, I will be around in August, so if something comes up, we can revisit this at the August 3rd meeting or even later if there is some compelling need for the business meeting in August. I just don't want to...
Personally, I'm still resisting this because I spent a lot of time trying to negotiate with people a process to demonstrate to ourselves and to the city that we can work together in considering a lot of very difficult issues. We also will have to consider on the 28th of 24th or 26th. I imagine that the Fiesta DC will be wanting a formal resolution from us as well. And you know that these things often have some differences of opinion.
I'm sorry, which month is Fiesta DC?
September 26th on a Sunday.
Okay. So they will want some earlier approval based upon, I hope we can not go through what we've done in the previous 3 or 4 years and get some early plans and not have very difficult confrontations at the very end. Jack.
I think that's an excellent point because there are a lot of issues concerning traffic and parking associated with the PSADC. We love PSADC. We love having PSADC here. But it's very important to have a lot of dialogue beforehand so that all of the problems are anticipated and everybody knows what is coming. There are no surprises. The people don't like being surprised by roadblocks, discovering that they suddenly can't get through their homes. This happens. So I'm beginning to think that omitting the August meeting would be a mistake. Dave is laughing. I forgive him that.
You're so noble. Excuse me. I'm not supposed to make personal comments.
Yeah, I think the issue of Fiesta DC, we could discuss it in our informal meeting in August, that's August 3rd. Then we devote that time only to discuss Fiesta DC. If necessary, then pass a resolution.
Well, let me suggest, see if I can suggest. Oh, Dave, do you want to? Let me suggest a compromise, and that is that we choose one meeting that we think we can demit. That we have short meetings, aim for an hour. We've done it quite successfully before. And if things come up, then we can always reschedule the meeting based upon a specific need as they emerge. And that way, I think we can satisfy the needs of many people to reduce our summer schedule. Jack.
If I can interpret that.
Please do.
We would have the August business meeting, but we would do our best to keep it short.
Yes.
And then we would omit the September informal meeting because it's right on the heels of Labor Day.
Yes.
Phil, are you going to withdraw or change your motion?
Well, it's been seconded. Do we need a vote to withdraw it?
You can accept this as a friendly amendment. If you do not accept it, then we have to vote on it as an unfriendly amendment.
Thank you. Thank you, audience, for bearing with our never short commitment to process. Yes, I will accept such an amendment.
Jack, may we see in writing? It should be very short. Just a quick list. I think everybody saw the confusion about the metro stop sign where the word exit was used, and it was interpreted as the exit from the trains and not the exit from the stations. sometimes the resolutions can be too cryptic. We also had a suggestion, which I think we should include for summertime short meetings, when possible.
Let's keep that as a separate topic. I think we're all in favor of short meetings. It's an external principle.
Okay, so we don't need that. Fine. So it's been moved and seconded and revised by general consensus, so we're ready to vote. May I see all hands in favor of this resolution? It's 5-0. Let's move on. Under the agreement of getting just those things that are immediate, Jack?
And let me point out, we still haven't decided what we're going to do at the August 3rd meeting. And I know you have an idea for that, so let's just proceed with that specifically. What should we do at the August 3rd informal meeting?
Can you call up the...
Rather than complicating the issue, Greg, let's deal with your resolution during the business section of the meeting. But let's right now agree, are we going to have the informal meeting on the general topic of the Green Street or not?
Green Street, yes.
Yes. I'm just trying to summarize, without getting into detail, what this topic is. And the topic is, what do we do, what does the community want done, so that Mount Pleasant Street is made a green street?
Well, since then, people have urged that we also learn about and pay attention to the other plans that are coming down the pike for us. So this is this general topic. So I'd really rather, Jack, if you don't mind, go on immediately to your... because you have a resolution you wanted passed immediately, and then we can discuss this.
When you say my resolutions,
you had one that you asked, which was on
parking. I've got a couple of resolutions which I believe will be handled very quickly because they should not be controversial.
Fine.
Are you suggesting I proceed with those?
Yes. I
need the approval of the commission to do that.
All in favor?
Okay. Okay. And then let me proceed.
There were at least three hands, so.
Okay, the first one has to do with these emergency no parking posters. Resolve that ANC1D advises the District Department of Transportation, Public Space Branch, to compel district contractors to comply with current regulations for no parking signs. I bring this up because there has just been...
That's okay. Can I get a second before we have a discussion? Second? Is there a need for a discussion, or do people believe that we can just vote on this now?
Yes, question.
Yes.
Do we know the reason why they are complying with this?
That's fine. Jack, you want to answer?
Well, there's a law that says that the posters are supposed to contain all that information. But the contractor who has been working on Annis Miller Road is still using the old posters, which have none of that information. And there is no prohibition. That is to say, the sign on the right is correct. That's the new reserved parking sign, which has blanks for who put it there, who's to be called, this sort of information. That is compliant with the current regulation. The contractor doing Addis Mill Road at the moment isn't bothering with that. He's using the old signpost, emergency no parking, which tells you nothing except that you can't park there. This simply says that contractor ought to be instructed to use the modern closures compliant with the current regulation.
Okay. Jack, I've been enjoying some of your tutelage on the Metro 3rd District list about parking regulations, and I wonder if we might not include a sentence in here instructing the Metropolitan Police Department to instruct their officers not to enforce or ticket cars that are parked in non-compliant postered zones.
I'd rather not go there. I mean, I appreciate that, but so let's just stick with requiring contractors to.
So I don't see any interest that this be made a formal amendment. So we'll move on. Are we ready to vote? Okay, all in favor of this resolution? It's 5-0.
And then I have one more, which should also be. This is my current warfare. Speaking of this matter of parking close to intersections. Resolved that ANC 1D advises the Parking Enforcement Branch of the Department of Public Works and the Metropolitan Police Department that parking violation citations should state explicitly what parking regulation has been violated.
Second.
Thank you. This comes up because the tickets, I've got a lot of parking tickets.
Sure.
It's a lot of parking tickets. And they simply say, P055, no parking anytime. Nowhere does it say exactly what regulation has been violated. And that makes it very hard to raise a defense because you don't know what regulation has been violated.
Good. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, are we ready to vote? All in favor? 5-0.
Thank you. I'm going to go home now.
What?
I'm going to go home now.
You don't want
I'm
to?
I'm done.
No comment
no,
to you.
No,
I'd like to ask the commission to consider the resolution that I'm presenting because it is we have some momentum now, and I think this is a critically important issue to get going because we only have about 2 months to prepare and to engage people in understanding this. And
shall I read your resolution?
Would
you
please?
Yes.
Your voice being stronger than mine.
Resolved, ANC 1D welcomes from residents and workers in Mount Pleasant, DC agencies, and anyone with expertise, ideas, however informal, and contributions toward developing a framework towards a Mount Pleasant commercial corridor that is a green street with vital and diverse economics and cultures. 1D expects that the DC Council, as soon as mid-September, will consider draft legislation for revitalizing the corridor. In addition, various agencies have or are in the process of developing master plans for almost every major aspect of life in Mount Pleasant, many with a focus on the corridor. 1D welcomes even the most preliminary thoughts in the August informal meeting on the 3rd to start a period of further evaluation and refinement of concepts. Then the August biggest meeting on the 17th can refine the inquiry, discuss it again in September on the 7th, and perhaps pass a resolution for the DC Council hearings at the 1D September business meeting on the 21st. Besides informal and oral participation, yes, Greg, what is this supposed to say?
Prepared submissions will be most helpful towards meeting an end. And
just delete the end.
What?
Just delete the end.
Yes, please. Grade weight resolutions are effective only when built on.
I'm not done reading yet.
Okay.
It's just that didn't make a lot of sense. Besides informal and oral participation, prepared submissions will be most helpful towards meeting an ANC's responsibility that great weight resolutions are effective only when built on evidence-based arguments. These may be placed in structured appendices. Thus, illustrated presentations by a video projector may be accorded 5 minutes for presentations and another 5 to 10 minutes for focused discussion. Of course, 1D's submission in September does not need to cover every topic. To stimulate discussion only, a list of potential topics is listed in the appendix below. 1D will seek to post on the web copies of submitted materials, research reports, and the latest copies of the various DC agency plans.
A second from anyone? Thank you, Dave. A discussion? Phil?
I'm going to vote no on this. In many ways, I think this is... Well, let me put it a different way. While I was traveling during the July holiday and was unable to make it back in time for the informal meeting, the ANC passed a duly called meeting and at a properly quorum meeting, a rather lengthy resolution assailing the small area plan, which I think, as we all know, and if we don't know, we should know, took a great deal of time and effort to put together. There were many, many months of meetings, small meetings, 4 or 5 large public meetings that were well attended by a large number of the neighborhood. I think that trying to undertake something as expansive and as ambitious as this in such a short time period, when there are so many of our neighbors who are out of town, who are traveling during this time, is ill-advised, despite the impending efforts of the city council. So my resolution earlier to postpone meetings in the dog days of summer were, I believe, a recognition of the fact that many people are not available to participate in civic hearings during that time. And it was with the great wisdom of my fellow commissioners that we decided that we would try and maintain the schedule as best as we could, in the hopes that if something were to come up that we would be able to take care of it. But here we've gone in just the opposite direction, investing more and more import into those meetings. So I'm sorry, but I can't support those.
Let me say I would accept a friendly amendment to make this conform with the schedule we just approved, which would be to cut the phrase with one date.
Thank you. I just wanted to clarify that by small area plan, we were referring to the revitalization strategy from the Office of Planning.
Generally, let the chair recognize people, Jack.
Greg, I think...
you weren't recognized.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking me if I was going to agree to a friendly amendment.
Yes. Okay.
So I am recognized.
Yes.
Okay. I will not offer that as a friendly amendment because it doesn't conform to the point of what I was trying to say, which is there's simply not enough time to accomplish this before September 21st. Or, I mean, it would take, unless you added a year, if you'd like to stretch this out over a year, then I would be more inclined to support it.
Fine. Let me answer just by saying that we do what we can do, and there's no sense that one must do all of this. It's a matter of what comes out of it. Dave?
Yeah, I think we are talking about scope. I don't think we're talking about an effort that looks at all like the small area plan activities, which did take a long time and developed over the time. I think we're just talking about letting the community look at all the plans, have the ideas, and service what we may. I don't think we're going to come up with a final report on anything. Is that right, Greg?
Yes.
Jack.
Yeah, this thing really grew into something far more detailed than I had in mind. My approach to this was to take the existing revitalization plan, use that as a starting point, build on it. And in particular, I quoted from that plan what they said about a green street. What is a green street? And it's not specific. I mean, it says the things we all understand about what a green street is, but there are no specifics in there about what we would really do here, there, somewhere else on the street to make Mount Pleasant Street a green street. So my suggestion here was simply to take that paragraph and then ask the neighborhood, what can we do to fill this out and make it into reality?
Let me answer by saying I found considerable interest in understanding and perhaps commenting on the other issues and seeing how, because we could include those in our recommendation for the council to give us more space and more room if we find things in those. But it's a matter of what comes up. The purpose of this is to give much of the neighborhood a chance to see what they are interested in saying, and it is not driven by some grand scheme. Jack.
Well, let me say that if this is what's going to City Council, it is so vague that it leaves us plenty of latitude for deciding for ourselves over the coming months, not just the coming month, but over the coming months, what we could do to improve Mount Pleasant Street. I don't think we need to be constrained by the immediate council schedule.
Well, Jack, let me answer just by saying the intent is to, all this does is to welcome people to make comments and to designate some space in which we can make the comments and to say we'll post materials that apparently almost nobody knows about. Dave. Phil.
Would you accept as a friendly amendment the striking of the second and third paragraphs?
Let me note that I've already lined out the sentences about the August 17th meeting and the September 7th meeting.
Yes, that is already.
I understood that would be your intent, yes.
I think certainly the second paragraph is needed in order for people to understand what this is about and be so that they will be alerted. It's a matter of public information that I think people need to know, and this is one way of alerting people to the existence of all these master plans. So as a matter of alerting people and inviting people to comment on these, I think it's essential. The first statement in the second paragraph welcomes even the most preliminary thoughts. That I got from Jack's suggested draft. And the other parts was a suggestion that I got from two civic association people who thought that we ought to give ourselves some time and see what happens. And if nothing happens, we'll drop it. But they agree that we really ought to look at something that has the potential of such impact on Mount Pleasant. So for those reasons, I don't think I can, in good conscience, accept your friendly amendment. Oliver.
What happens here if the residents do not show up to show their expertise? if you look at what the small area planning fellows did, they tried on several occasions, tried to get the residents actually to come and contribute what they think about the area planning. And I think it was a little bit very disappointing that not many people turned up. So in this situation, what happens if people don't show up?
May I answer? The answer is then we can conclude that there's not much interest in paying attention to this, and probably the ANC will not do very much with this opportunity. This has to be mostly driven by whether people, once they're informed, want to participate and to do something. If they don't want to do something, if it's not that important, well then we'll proceed through a very light summer. So this does not force. This is simply to alert people to the existence of a number of issues, to make it more available to them, and then to allow them to decide whether they think it's worth any energy. Jack.
Let me suggest that we keep the first paragraph, welcoming ideas, that we keep what remains of the third paragraph, welcoming preliminary thoughts at the ARCUS informal meeting. Delete everything else. Let's just focus on the ARCUS informal meeting to say we're going to welcome ideas from the community about what we can do about Pleasant Street, and then take it from there, instead of trying to build this great system at this time.
It's not building a great system, but let me see if I can accommodate some of what you're saying, and that is I suggest to do this that we delete the fourth paragraph and
which one is the fourth besides informal?
Besides informal, okay. And the fifth paragraph. And that will shorten it considerably.
Jack, could you, when you get a chance, I know you're busy, zoom out just a little bit?
What you want to see?
I just want to try and get a sense of the whole thing. Just when you get a chance, maybe 75%?
Okay, I can try that. Makes it hard to read, but there you go.
You're getting there for me. How about striking the first sentence of the second paragraph?
Again, because my, as I hope you see, Phil, from the beginning, I try to accommodate. Let me accept that, and with the idea that we start the paragraph with various agencies, and strike in addition as well as the first sentence of that paragraph. Would that? Because I really think it's important that people know about all these other, that there are, that essentially every major agency in the Finty administration has been preparing a master plan for the next 10 years. And most of them will have highly constraining impacts on us.
Do I have the text correct at this point? Have I deleted the portions which we agreed to take out?
I believe that you should strike the following sentence in the beginning of the second paragraph. 1D expects that the D.C. Council, as soon as mid-September, will consider draft legislation for revitalizing the quarter, period, in addition, comma.
Yes.
That's a yes meaning?
Please strike that. Or use the strikeout. And then, of course, you need to capitalize V for various, because that begins the new sentence. Would you also remove in it? Okay, you're doing it. Remove in addition, so the beginning of the paragraph starts with capital V.
I think we're ready to go with this and move the vote.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, let's move to a vote. All those in favor of this signify by raising your hand. It's 5-0. I think it's a tighter resolution. Thank you all. Do I hear a motion for adjournment? I second. And we can.
I don't understand the open agenda process, right? If you just ask one commissioner, "Hey, are you going to move to adjourn?" That doesn't give us any input.
Actually,
it's very frustrating. This is at least the fifth meeting that I've brought this issue up, where the commissioners are not asked in turn what they would like to speak about. And we're just railroaded through meetings. I really don't appreciate it at all.
Under our rules of order, a move to adjourn is available at any time and is not subject to discussion. Jack?
But I think Phil has a point that you are pushing a little hard for that.
Okay.
I think it would be appropriate to employ our open agenda process, look at the list of topics and ask, is there anything else we wish to consider at this time? And if nothing comes up, then we can move to adjourn.
Dave?
We did have a couple questions from the audience we may want to entertain.
Yes. Let's do it informally and see what the audience, people in the audience may say. Would you help us, Jack? Thank you.
Claudia Schlossberg, given your resolution, the statement in there that there are agencies working on various master plans that affect Mount Pleasant, if you are asking for the community's input in August to talk about the commercial corridor, it would be very useful if these master plans could be posted or identified in some way so that we can understand. Not most, but many of us are familiar with the small area plan that the Office of Planning worked on over the summer. Many of us were involved with that. We've read it. We understand it. But these other plans, I don't know what they are. So if you're asking for meaningful input, I think it would be very useful if you could help educate the community by posting those on the ANC website.
That's included in the resolution that was passed. Let me read it to you. Wendy will seek to post on the web copies of submitted materials, research reports, and the latest copies of the various DC agency plans.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Jasmine. Okay. You know, I saw a lot of thing over there, over in the green thing in Mount Pleasant Street. Well, you know, we have too many problems with the tree. But this, the tree, we know it's a lot of money involved there. The people take the tree, put the tree, take the money, but nobody take care about tree. But you never say nothing about the Mount Pleasant. It's very dark. I don't see nothing about light. You know, we work in the nighttime. It's very dangerous. We need light in Mount Pleasant. Sorry.
Lighting is included as one as a possible topic.
Something about that. Only three, and three.
It is included as one of the topics to invite commentary on.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me say that one of the ways that I tried to encourage Oliver to come, is that he said he really preferred a shorter meeting. So in any case, I think we should take a vote, because that's the way on adjournment, and see what the commission says, and if it's turned down, well, then we can proceed. So all in favor of Oliver's resolution to adjourn now? Three. All opposed? Two. It passes. The ANC 1D is adjourned at 7 minutes after 8.